Unknown Forces, written by Samantha Hicks, narrated by Renee Elizabeths. Chapter 1. So, sis, what is so important that you needed me to come home straight from work? Jennifer said, as she flung her handbag onto the black leather couch on her way through to the kitchen, where her sister Kelsey sat at the oak table. Kelsey looked at her nervously, worrying her thumb with her forefingers. Whatever she needed to talk to her about, it was serious. "Can you hang on for a few minutes?" Kelsey replied, a tremor in her normally chipper voice. "I want to tell you and Riley together." "Riley?" Jennifer resisted the urge to roll her eyes. Could they not have one conversation without Riley being mentioned? "You're still hanging around with her?" She could hear the whining in her tone, and she checked herself. If she allowed it, she would end up having another argument about Riley, and she wasn't going to have her day ruined by getting angry. She didn't know why Riley got on her nerves so much, but she did, and it annoyed Jennifer how much space thoughts of Riley took up in her brain. "She's my best friend. When are you going to stop dumping on her all the time?" "I'm sorry," she said as she sat in a chair to Kelsey's right. She briefly touched Kelsey's forearm that rested on the tabletop. "I just don't understand how you can hang around with someone like that."
"Someone like who?" Riley asked.
Jennifer hadn't heard her walk into the kitchen from the back door. She supposed she should feel bad for talking about her behind her back, but she just couldn't muster the energy to feel guilty. Jennifer glared at Riley as she rounded the table. "Oh, no one," Kelsey said, waving her hand in the air, dismissing Jennifer's comment. "Pull up a chair. I have some news for you both." Riley kissed Kelsey's cheek, then sat to her left. "Hi, Jenny," she said. She glanced in Jennifer's direction. Jennifer was in no mood to exchange pleasantries with Kelsey's best friend. She shifted her gaze away from Riley and said to Kelsey, "So, what's up?" She didn't miss the hurt look that flashed over Riley's face before it was quickly replaced with her trademark grin and hooded eyes. No one had the right to look that sexy. Jennifer was irked. No matter how much she hated Riley, she just couldn't stop from finding her incredibly attractive, in that tall, dark-haired, and smooth-skinned kind of way. She forced the errant thought away, focusing back on her sister. Kelsey took a deep breath, her gaze glued to the table surface. "I haven't had my period in a few months, so I took a pregnancy test. It was positive."
"What? Who's the father? You don't even have a boyfriend."
Jennifer's voice was louder than how she usually talked as she struggled to keep her shock in check. She didn't ever expect her little sister to get knocked up by a random stranger. Kelsey could be somewhat naive at times, blindly following Riley around and getting into childish scrapes, but she would never be so irresponsible that she would get pregnant. Well, apparently she was. Kelsey looked up at Jennifer. "Do you remember when Riley and I went clubbing in London the other month?"
"That night was awesome," Riley said.
"It was," Kelsey agreed. She looked back at her sister. "Well, I hooked up with a guy in the back of the club, and I guess the condom broke." Jennifer shot to her feet, knocking her chair over in the process, the loud clatter as it hit the floor making Kelsey flinch.
"Are you fucking kidding me? Jesus Christ, Kelsey, you're a bit old to be hooking up with guys in nightclubs."
Her head pounded as her pulse spiked. Things were hard enough for them both right now, and having a baby would be a disaster.
"I'm 27. That's hardly old."
Jennifer could see her trying to stay calm in the face of her tirade, her eyes blinking rapidly, her hands balled into fists. Kelsey took a steady breath, her eyes locking with Jennifer's, and continued,
"I made a mistake. It's too late to worry about it now."
Jennifer turned to glare at Riley and pointed a finger at her.
"This is your fault, you know."
Riley's eyebrows lifted and disappeared under her stylish fringe that slashed across her forehead, her ever-present grin vanishing.
"My fault? What did I do?"
"You're always dragging her to clubs and bars, making her do stuff she doesn't want to do."
"She's a grown-ass woman. I don't make her do anything."
She folded her arms across her chest. Jennifer placed her hands on the table, leaning over and getting in Riley's face.
"I'm just saying, if she didn't hang around with you, she wouldn't be in this situation."
Kelsey stood, placing her hands out in front of the two dueling women.
"Guys, stop. This is no one's fault but my own."
She glowered at Jennifer.
"Riley doesn't make me do anything I don't want to. Now, if you can stop bickering for 5 minutes, I haven't finished."
She looked from one to the other. Jennifer righted her fallen chair and sat back down. She used all the willpower she had not to look at Riley's smug face. No doubt Riley would have loved seeing Kelsey berate Jennifer. She folded her arms and waited for Kelsey to continue. Kelsey drew in another breath.
"After thinking it over for a few days, I've decided I'm going to raise the baby by myself.